I can see the term now. Yes.
The grass withered.
And the man whose child you are is called your...
Your father?
Okay. How did you call him? What did you call him?
I call mine daddy.
Okay. What else do people call their father?
My father or dad.
Okay.
What?
And his wife would be your...
Mother.
Okay. What did you call her?
Mama.
Okay. And anything else people
would call? Mom or mother.
Okay. And together they'd be your...
Mom and dad.
Or your...
Mother and father.
Or... Your mother, father, or your...
Mama and daddy.
Okay.
Parents.
Okay. And your father's father is called your...
Granddaddy.
Okay. Any other...
Grandfather.
Okay. His wife would be your...
Grandmother.
Okay. What did you call her?
Granny.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Mammy. I call my grandmother Mammy. The only one that I've done.
Yeah. Talk about your grandfather's
passing. I never did because I never knew either of them.
Okay, like I say, I was the youngest of five
kids.
Okay, any other?
Children.
Okay. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and then lie down.
Kids? Children?
Who lies down?
The baby.
A carriage.
Okay. This thing has sort of a hood over it.
It can.
Okay. So you say you put the baby in the carriage, and then you go out and watch the baby. Go out
and stroll, push the baby.
Okay. And you might say you have a son or a
daughter.
Or a boy or a
girl.
Okay. Push the baby. And if a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Okay. Is that word nice to use for
daughter? No, we didn't use that much.
Girl. How did you say that?
We just didn't talk about it.
Have you ever heard any other expression?
Well, no, she's going to have a baby.
Okay. You ever heard any sort of powerful expression?
Yes.
What's that?
She swallowed a watermelon seed.
Okay. And you say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman that you might send for would be...
She swallowed a watermelon seed.
A nurse.
Okay, the real old-fashioned.
Yeah, I know what you want to. I know what I should say. I don't remember the name though.
You ever granny woman or midwife?
Midwife, yes.
Okay, and if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, and the same shaped nose, midwife. And so forth, you say that the boy.
He's a spitting image of his dad.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
He's just like his dad.
Okay. And suppose he has the same mannerisms and behavior. You'd say that
he's just like his dad.
Okay. Would you say takes after or
takes after? Yes. Uh-huh. That's common.
How do you use that?
He takes after his dad.
Does that mean the behavior or the appearance? Or?
Normally, it can associate with. Probably either of them. Whatever might have been mentioned.
Okay,
it's appropriate, I think.
Huh?
It would be appropriate with whatever might have been mentioned to lead into the,
whatever might have been mentioned.
What if, are there any terms that are used
it would be appropriate with whatever might have been mentioned.
Say, if his father just wasn't much just had bad habits, like drank a lot or something, and as the son got older, it looked like he was going to have the same
problem.
Yeah. Would you?
Well, he might be referred to. Well, he's just like his old man.
Okay. And say if a woman looked after three children until they were all grown up, you say that she
like old man.
What three children? She
mothered them.
Okay. If she
raised them.
Okay. And if a child's misbehaving, you might tell them. Now, if you did that again, I'll give you
a spanking.
Okay. Is this what you say to a small child or a...